Well, okay.
Hi，
I.
大家好，
Hello, everyone.
我是老陈。
I am Lao Chen.
今天是2026年7月18号，星期六。
Today is Saturday, July 18, 2026.
今天是周六。
Today is Saturday.
咱们做周末闲聊。
Let's have a weekend chat.
第一个话题，聊聊我们的感知和现实。
Let's talk about perception and reality.
做这个题目的原因是
The reason for this question is
前几天我在视频里讲了一位令人尊敬的敢说真话的学者高先生，失去他是我们社会的损失。
A few days ago, I mentioned in a video that the respected scholar Mr. Gao, who dared to speak the truth, passed away. This is a loss for our society.
但从视频的反馈看
However, from the feedback on the video,
其实有相当多的网友并不了解高先生的学术成就。
Actually, a significant number of netizens are not aware of Professor Gao's academic achievements.
甚至从来没有听说过。
Never heard of it.
他。然后是周四的视频。
He is actually from Thursday's video.
我引用了主流经济学家李稻葵的一个长篇讲话。
I quoted a long speech by the mainstream economist Li Dongqiu.
看网友的留言也挺有意思。
I find the comments from netizens to be quite interesting.
其中有不少都是批评李的。
Many of them have criticized him.
但不知道有多少人能看出李的发言中真实的部分。
But I don't know how many people can see the real part of your speech.
并由此得出自己的判断。
And thus, they arrive at their own conclusions.
首先，我之前在视频里多次说过。
First, I have mentioned several times in the video that
我所了解的所有的内容最多只有三分之一。
All the information I know is only about one third.
能在视频里讲。
Can be explained in a video.
即使这样，经过我自己筛选的内容，仍然不能保证所有人都可以看到。
Even after filtering the content myself, I cannot guarantee that everyone will be able to see it.
比如说，周四的视频在有的平台就没能过审。
For example, the video posted on Thursday was not approved by some platforms.
另外，再加上我没有看到的海量的信息。
In addition, there is a large amount of information that I haven't seen.
其实我能呈现给大家的只能算是沧海一粟。
Actually, what I can present to you is just a drop in the ocean.
这是一个很现实的情况。
This is a very realistic situation.
不过，有相当多的网友。
However, there are a significant number of netizens.
可能不像我们做自媒体的感受。
It may not be the same as how we feel when creating our own media.
比较直接，或者日常接受信息的渠道比较单一。
The primary or most readily accessible channels for obtaining information are limited.
或者个人的经历一直比较顺利。
Or my personal experience has always been smooth.
没遇到过什么挫折。
I haven't encountered any setbacks.
所以他们看待事物仍然比较单纯。
Therefore, they still have a relatively simple view of things.
甚至天真。
Even naive.
很多时候看到这样的留言反馈。
Many times, I see such feedback.
我都比较无语。
I'm quite speechless.
没办法进行回复。
I can't reply.
原因一是问题都比较复杂。
One reason is that the problems are quite complex.
难以用简单的语言说清楚。
It's hard to explain in simple terms.
而且我也没有足够的时间和精力去一一做出详细的解读。
Moreover, I don't have enough time and energy to provide detailed explanations for each one.
二是，如果说真话，很容易被系统自动过滤掉。
Secondly, if the truth is easily filtered out by the system automatically.
所以，我基本上都放弃做进一步的说明。
So basically, I've given up on providing further explanations.
有的时候，只有自己真的撞了南墙。
Sometimes you only realize that you've hit a wall when you actually crash into it.
摔了跟头。
Fell head over heels.
被天上掉的陷阱。
Caught in a trap from the sky.
砸到自己头上。
Hit yourself on the head,
才会真正感到痛，意识到真实信息的可贵。
Only then will they truly realize the value of real information.
以及那些故意散布虚假内容，给大家挖坑的人是多么可恨。
And how hateful those who deliberately spread false information and try to trap people are.
这样，特别是对一些正能量含量比较高的网友，可能更有效一点。
This is especially effective for those with a higher concentration of positive energy.
因为假话听多了。
Because I've heard too many lies.
对真话免疫，没有强力的外界刺激是很难扭转的。
Is difficult to reverse a lack of strong external stimuli for truth.
不过，我知道在关注我的网友中
However, I know that among my followers
有相当多的人
There are a lot of people
年龄比较大
Age comparison
他们已经退休了
They have retired
自然和社会脱节比较严重
The natural and social environment is severely disconnected.
这不是他们的错。
This is not their fault.
还有，最近那个拳王周世明两口子瞎折腾。
Recently, there was the incident involving boxing champion Zhou Shiming and his wife.
败光两亿家产的事儿也是广受关注。
The incident of losing all $2 billion worth of assets has also been widely discussed.
那么，我想对中老年朋友说两句。
So, I want to say a few words to the elderly friends.
一是要认清过去。
One, first, recognize the past.
我们这一代人如果侥幸攒下了一点
If we, the younger generation, are lucky enough to have saved some
家底儿
family
基本上都是归于机遇
Basically, it's all about opportunity
赶上时代大潮涌上来
Catching up with the times, a wave of change is coming
并不是我们自己有多么了不起天赋异禀
It's not about how amazing our talents are.
我们大多数人都是凡人、俗人。
Most of us are ordinary people.
二是要认清现实。
Secondly, one must recognize reality.
现在潮退了。
Now, the emperor retreated.
没有那么多机会了。
There are fewer and fewer opportunities.
千万别折腾
Don't mess around
特别是看好自己的老本
Especially optimistic about their own original works
即使你自己的亲人告诉你 有什么挣大钱的机会。
Even if your own family members tell you about opportunities to make a lot of money,
也要千万小心，一步走错。
Also, be very careful not to make a wrong step.
我们没有从头再来的可能了。对各种激动人心的口号，
We have no chance to start from scratch for all the exciting slogans.
一定要警惕，把养老金老老实实的存在。
Be vigilant about the existence of pension funds.
最大的那几家银行里，
The largest of the banks.
这样，虽然有各种信息误差的影响，
Although there are various influences of information errors,
我们守住自己的钱包，
we protect our own wallets,
稳稳当当的退休养老，
a stable and comfortable retirement life,
就是对社会最大的贡献。
This is the greatest contribution to society.
另外，
in addition,
对于四十多、五十来岁的中年人，
For people in their 40s and 50s,
特别是男士，
Especially men,
一般都是家里的主要收入来源，
are usually the main source of income for household.
如果因为各种原因失业了，
If you are unemployed due to various reasons,
千万不要为了证明自己还很牛掰。
Don't ever do it for the sake of proving how awesome you are.
找不到工作，
Can't find a job.
就拿出积蓄去创业。
Take out savings to start a business.
这要是在十年前，
If it were 10 years ago,
我不会说什么。
I would say anything.
现在基本上都是血本无归的结果。
Currently, it's basically a losing proposition.
在现在的环境下，还是不要折腾。
In the current environment, it's best not to mess around.
即使事情不会变得更好，
Even if things don't get better,
但要尽可能保证不要变得更糟糕。
But to ensure that it doesn't get worse.
至少不要在很短时间内快速下滑。
Don't quickly decline in a short period of time.
尽量维持撑住。
Try to hold on.
可以跑网约车。
Can drive a taxi.
干。
Try.
自媒体，打零工。
Freelance work.
这样都挺好的。
This is all good.
今天的第二个话题，
The second topic for today.
据报道，
According to reports,
瑞典在2010年前后迅速扩大笔记本电脑和平板电脑在校园中的使用。
Sweden rapidly expanded the use of laptops and tablets in schools before 2010.
不过，
However,
经合组织国际学生评估项目结果显示，
The results of the OECD's International Student Assessment PISA show that
瑞典学生在2018年至2022年间的阅读和数学成绩明显下降。
The reading and math scores of Swedish students have significantly declined between 2018 and 2022.
瑞典政府委托神经科学家和儿科专家进行评估。评估。
The Swedish government commissioned a neuroscientist and a pediatrician to conduct an evaluation.
认为。
Believe.
过度依赖数字设备。
Over-reliance on digital devices
可能影响学生的注意力和专注力。
May affect students' attention and concentration.
而纸质教材更有助于学习。
Paper textbooks are more conducive to learning.
瑞典政府因此自2023年起调整政策方向。
Since 2023, the Swedish government has adjusted its policies.
鼓励低龄学生采用纸质课本学习。
Encourage elementary school students to use paper textbooks for learning.
其实，不仅是对孩子，对成年人来说，
Actually, it's not just for children or adults.
手机、电脑也很容易分神。
Mobile phones and computers are also easy to distract.
纸质书籍更专注一些。
Paper books are more focused.
所以，我要再一次建议大家，有空多读书。
Therefore, I would like to suggest again that everyone should read more books when they have time.
少刷手机。
Don't use your phone so much.
好，
Okay?
今天呢，就跟大家聊这么多。
Today, I'll talk to you about this.
希望大家点赞、转发、关注。
Hope everyone likes, shares, and follows.
谢谢大家，再见。
Thank you all. Goodbye.